Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on pad pitch moves for rewind-worthy drops in Jungle and Old School DNB. In this session, we're building that classic pre-drop moment where a big atmospheric pad starts to collapse, pitch down, lose width, get darker, and drag the listener right into the drop. This is not just about bending pitch. It's about creating tension, pressure, and that unmistakable the room just changed temperature feeling. This kind of move works brilliantly in Jungle intros, dark amen rollers, old school rave sections, and any drop where you want the crowd leaning forward before the reload. The goal is to make the pad feel like it's falling apart in a controlled way, while the drums and bass stay ready to explode underneath it. First, choose the right pad source. This matters a lot. You want something with sustain, character, and enough harmonic content to stay audible once it's pitched down. A clean sterile loop can work, but it usually sounds better if you start with something a little imperfect. Think sampled synth pads, choir textures, stretched chord stabs, filtered strings, ambient layers, or even a reversed atmosphere tucked under the chord. In Ableton, Sampler is a great starting point for this. Sampler gives you more detailed control, but Sampler is fast and effective. If you're working with a long pad sample, turn warp on if you need it sync to tempo. Try repitch mode if you want that raw old-school sample playback feel, because the pitch change will also affect speed, which adds that classic tape-style movement. If you want something cleaner, Complex Pro can preserve the musicality a bit more. And if you're dealing with a more airy evolving texture, texture mode can sound really nice. If you can, resample your own pad rather than using a polished loop. That extra bit of instability gives you more character once you start pushing it around. Old school tension often sounds better once it's been printed and slightly abused. Now write a simple MIDI part. You do not need a huge chord progression here. In fact, for the style, less can be more. A root note, a two-note voicing, or a minor tension chord can be enough. The key is to build a phrase that lasts about 4 bars. Think of it like this. The first 2 bars hold and breathe, the third bar starts to destabilize, and the fourth bar is where the pitch drop really begins to fall away. A really effective move is to let the pad feel stable at first, then start stripping away at certainty. In bars 1 and 2, keep it open but controlled. In bar 3, begin the tension shift. In bar 4, the pad should feel like it's collapsing. And right at the end, leave a tiny pocket of space before the drop so the impact can land harder. Now let's talk pitch movement. You've got a few good ways to do this in Live 12. The cleanest method is clip envelope pitch automation. Open the MIDI clip. Go to the envelopes view, and find the transpose or pitch control for your source. Then draw a downward motion over the last part of the phrase. You can do this as a smooth glide, but for Jungle and old school DNB, step changes often hit harder. A staircase descent feels like the sound is falling down a set of concrete steps instead of gently sliding on a polished floor. For example, you might hold the pitch steady at first, then drop it a couple semitones, then a few more, then a larger fall right before the drop. That kind of progression creates a strong sense of motion and drama. If you want the effect to feel more sample-based and less modern, keep the movement slightly uneven. A little roughness is part of the charm. Another approach is to automate transpose directly on Sampler or Sampler, or use a macro if you want a single knob controlling the movement. This can be great for making a very obvious pitch down sweep. But again, if it sounds too smooth, it may feel a little too clean for the style. This music often benefits from a bit of edge. If you really want the authentic feel, resample the movement. Record the pad with its pitch automation onto a new audio track, then treat that bounce as a fresh sample. This is one of the best ways to get that classic chopped, committed, hardware-like energy. Once it's audio, you can chop the final tail, reverse it, or use it as a reload cue. Once the pitch is moving, shape the tone with filtering. A pitch drop alone usually isn't enough. The best rewind moments also change brightness, density, and space. Use auto filter on the pad track and automate the filter so it opens gradually through the first half of the phrase, then narrows and darkens as the pitch falls. A low pass filter with a little resonance can work beautifully here. You want that sense of the sound losing its high end while it descends, like the whole atmosphere is being sucked downward. This is a really important detail. The final bar should feel like the floor is being pulled away, not like the big climax itself. The drop should be the true climax. The pad is just the setup. Next, add movement. A static pad can still feel flat even if it's pitched down. Use devices like Chorus Ensemble, Phaser Flanger, Autopan, Echo, and Hybrid Reverb to give it motion and depth. A strong starting chain might be EQ8, then Autofilter, then Chorus Ensemble, then Saturator, then echo, then hybrid reverb, and finally utility. EQ8 is there to clean up mud before the effects stack up. Auto filter handles the tension and movement. Chorus ensemble widens and smears the pad so it feels more immersive. Saturator adds harmonics, which helps the pitch movement stay audible even when the sound gets darker. Echo and hybrid reverb create the space and anticipation. And utility gives you stereo control, which is huge for this technique. Speaking of EQ, you absolutely need to control the low end and low mids. When you pitch a pad downward, it can quickly become muddy in the 200 to 500 Hz zone. That can crowd the kick and sub and ruin the impact of the drop. So use EQ8 to high pass the pad, usually somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the source. If it gets boxy, cut a bit in the low mids, and if the pitched movement gets brittle, tame any harshness in the upper mids. The point is not to make it thin, the point is to make it sit around the drums instead of fighting them. Saturation is another big one. When a pad drops in pitch, it can lose perceived energy. A little saturator or roar can bring the weight back. You do not need to overdo it. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and a level trim can be enough. That extra harmonic content helps the pad stay present in a club system and gives the move some attitude. Now let's shape the actual rewind moment. This is where the arrangement becomes the effect. You can hard stop the pad just before the drop, reverse the last tail, gate it suddenly, or cut to silence for a beat. Silence is powerful here. Even a tiny gap can make the drop feel huge. A classic move is to let the pad pitch down, hit a snare fill or amen chop, then leave a beat of space before the bass comes back in. That little vacuum creates massive anticipation. A really strong formula is this. The pad opens through the first part. The drums thin out slightly. The pitch drop begins on the fourth bar. A snare fill or breakheaded enters near the end. And then you leave a tiny pocket of silence or a reverse hit before the drop slams. That's classic reload energy. To make it feel even more like jungle, tie the pad movement to the breakbeat. Don't let it float in its own world. Let it answer the drums. Add chop to amens, reverse snares, ghost kicks, vinyl noise, or a filtered break underneath. The pad should feel like it's reacting to the rhythm, not just drifting over it. The interplay between the pitch fall and the break is where the old school magic really lies. You can also make the stereo image collapse as the pitch drops. Automate utility width from wide to narrower, so the pad starts open and cinematic, then folds inward as the drop approaches. That collapsing width trick can make the final impact feel much heavier. Start wide, then gradually squeeze it down until it's almost mono right before the drop. It creates a really nice sense of a sound imploding. Another advanced idea is to split the pad into layers. Keep a lower body layer filtered, narrower and slightly saturated, and separate high shimmer layer with more delay and reverb. Then pitch them a little differently or at slightly different times. That mismatch creates a broken, tape-warped feeling that works extremely well for darker DNB transitions. If you want even more old-school grime, pitch in stages instead of using a smooth glide. Hold a pitch, jump down a semitone, hold again, jump again, then do a final octave drop at the end. That broken tape feel can sound much more authentic than a perfectly polished glide. It gives the sense that the sample is being dragged through worn machinery. A useful pro tip is to add a subtle ghost layer under the main pad. Duplicate it, pitch it slightly lower, and give it more reverb and less attack. Keep it low in the mix. It should feel more like a shadow than a separate part. That way the main pitch move sounds deeper without becoming messy. And don't forget to leave room for the break. This is one of the biggest differences between a decent transition and a killer one. If the pad occupies too much of the same frequency range as the drums, the whole thing loses impact. Let the pad live around the rhythm, not on top of it. The last bar should feel like restraint, not overload. A good practice exercise is to build a 4-bar rewind-ready transition using one sustained pad chord or root note. Put it into simpler, process it with EQ8, auto filter, chorus ensemble, saturator, hybrid reverb, and utility, then automate the filter opening. Start the pitch descent in bar 3, make it more dramatic in bar 4, collapse the width before the drop, and finish with a reverse hit, a snare fill, or an amen chop. Then listen back and ask yourself one question. Does this feel like a pre-drop event, or just a pad effect? If it feels like a proper event, you're on the right track. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't pitch too smoothly if you want that old-school pressure. Too smooth can sound modern and soft. Second, don't drown it in reverb. You want atmosphere, not fog. Third, watch the low mids. They build up fast when a pad drops down. Fourth, don't make the pad too bright or it starts leaning toward trance instead of dark DNB. And fifth, always think about how it interacts with the drums. The transition only works if the rhythm supports it. If the vibe feels too clean, dirty it up. Resample it. Add slight clipping. Use tiny tuning drift. Add a bit of asymmetrical saturation. Let the texture breathe a little bit like a worn tape deck instead of a perfect digital file. That instability is part of what makes jungle and old school DNB feel alive.